Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Anybody have any guesses? His singing voice sounds completely different than his speaking voice. And it was just such a shock the first time I heard him. That was Jim Nabors. And I don't know if y'all remember the Andy Griffith Show. Jim Nabors was Gomer Pyle. Golly! Yeah, that was him. Can you believe that singing voice? Oh my goodness sakes. You just wouldn't think that that singing voice and his speaking voice would come out of the same throat. And both of them are real. When he was on the Andy Griffith Show, he wasn't putting on an accent. That's how he really talks. And it's like jaw-dropping. But that man's voice was so beautiful. Just wow. You didn't hear him very often, but when you did, you sat up and took notice. It was great. So, can y'all hear me, or am I talking to myself? You can hear me, but I want you guys to hear me. Can y'all hear me? Hello, hello. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me now? Okay, Anne says she can hear me. Good. Thank you, darling. Ah, that's a relief. I get to talk in my microphone instead of my phone today. That's a good thing. When that happens, that's a good thing. All right, guys. I'm going to play one now that I don't know. It was given to me later in the show, but I'm going to play it now because it just seems to fit with the beginning and Jim Nabors' version of the Lord's Prayer. This is Rose Marie singing Ave Maria.
Ave
Message when that started that she is Irish. Might have known, huh? Hey, beautiful voice. Alto, most of the time you hear that song done by a soprano. But I remember Barbara Streisand doing that song. Wow. Soprano. This is the first time I've heard it done by an alto, but it's wonderful. She has a beautiful voice. All right, guys. Here's time for a little bit of banjo playing, okay? This is the Bluegrass Martins, Till the Storm Passes By.
Thunder, fresh sword, hear my
hillbilly banjo music today. But you know, it suits gospel music very, very well. So we're good with that. We're good with that. And we've got some other kinds of stuff too, all over the board. And it's going to be wonderful fun. I hope y'all enjoy it the way I'm going to enjoy it. Because I've heard them all once already. Yeah. Yeah, John was sending them to me this morning. I fell asleep. I'd been asleep most of the night. And I just drifted away. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to, John. But it just happened. Doesn't happen very often, though. You know that. That's okay. Must have needed to. Anyway, here is the Spears. Were You There?
Live with him forever. He's a mighty rose of Sharon. And from the grave he came with victory.
Now he's standing with a father.
Now he's standing with a father.
No treble. It's all about the bass. No treble. You betcha. Okay, Showalter Brothers. Sweetest song I know.
I've heard them sing, he paid the price and Jesus bore it all. I've heard them sing, I'm coming home and hear the master's call. I've heard them sing the modern songs and songs of long ago. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, oh how sweet the sound.
No sweeter song,
sweeter song could in this life
be
could
found.
Be found. I've heard a found where sinners plunged or washed in white with white as snow. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know.
It was a song my mother sang in sweet and humble voice. Like music from the world above, it made my soul rejoice. Its soothing words and melodies like rippling waters flow.
But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Four-part harmonies like that, you can do things like that. You know, the sing-offs and all that stuff, it's great. I love that. I love it. And when you have the know-how to have fun with it, it's even better. It's even better. All right, Honey Pie, here is a group called Surrendered, and they're going to do The Depths of the Father's Love.
I thought I understood the love of Jesus. I thought I knew what he had saved me from. I thought I could conceive the span he covered when he came to earth, born the perfect one. But then I took another look at Calvary. I've never seen such pain and agony. It would have been enough to die for angels, but I can't believe he gave his life for me.
I've tried,
but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
I've looked
every place you can look, but I couldn't find an end to the friend from above.
I've searched
all over this earth, but there's nothing that compares to his touch. I've tried, but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love. The deepest, darkest ocean has a bottom. The tallest, greenest mountain has a top. The widest, driest desert has a border. These have an end, but not the love of God. For the awesome, loving Father has no boundaries. Nothing can contain his deity. He's able to redeem the lowest sinner. I know because he reached way down to me.
I've tried,
but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
I've looked
every place you can look, but I couldn't find an end to the friend from above.
I've searched
all over this earth, but there's nothing that compares to his touch. I've tried, but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
I've tried,
but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
I've looked
every place you can look, but I couldn't find an end to the friend from above.
I've searched
all over this earth, but there's nothing that compares to his touch. I've tried, but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
I've looked
every place you can look.
I've searched
all over this earth.
I've tried,
but I still can't find the depths of the Father's love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you guys notice that was a cappella? No music, just voices. That makes it even more wonderful. Every one of them stayed on pitch the whole song, and they even changed keys. Whoa! That kind of thing excites me, because that's absolutely fantastic. That takes a lot of talent. It really does, because that's not easy to do. Not only is it difficult to stay on pitch a cappella, because you have no instruments helping you, but to actually modulate and still stay on pitch, that is just totally awesome. It really is. Oh, I'm in seventh heaven. Okay, anyway, guys, yeah, this music, John sent me all this music. Everything that we've done so far is from John this morning. And, you know, he knows what I like. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go with Jim Reeves. We'll slide a little bit of country in here for you guys, and we'll all like this. The world is not my home.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving mother just over in glory land, and I don't expect to stop until I shake her hand. She's waiting now for me in heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Won't you see them doors? It's kind of tough to stay here, but sometimes we're told to. So as long as we're here, we're meant to be here. We just need to accept that and know that it just gets better when you cross over. All right, guys. Here is Al Green and his song that we're going to hear today. Now, he sings other things, too. If you recognize his name, it's from the other kinds of songs he sings. But this is gospel that he's doing. A lot of artists sing gospel, and it really surprised me when I realized that. But it's wonderful. I love it. So here is Yield Not to Temptation.
Kind-hearted to Jesus. He'll carry you through. Oh, ask the Savior to help you to conquer.
Here's a song I have heard before. I just haven't heard it by this gal. Her name is Rhonda Vincent. And the song is called, You Don't Love God If You Don't Love Your Neighbor. Think about that for a minute now. You know, you're supposed to love others as you do yourself, remember? And, yeah, if you don't love your neighbor, how can you love God? Think about that.
There are many people who will say they're Christians, and they live like Christians on the Sabbath day. But come Monday morning till the coming Sunday, they will fight their neighbor all along the way.
that's an up and moving song, and it has a really good reminder for us, you know, because God is supposed to change our hearts, and God does change our hearts if we truly let him in and become his child. He makes our hearts full of love to the point where we can't hate anybody. It's impossible for us to hate anyone if we love God. You can lose patience with people. Yes, that's human. You can not really want to keep company with certain people. That's acceptable as well. But you can't hate anybody if you truly love God and God lives in you. So think about that, kids. Think about that and then ask yourself the question. Are you God's child? Do you love God? Because that's a very, very clear way to be able to tell that. And if the answer is maybe or no, then you got some praying to do, kids. You got some praying to do. Because that's the direction y'all want to be, or you wouldn't be here listening to me. You know, hey, think about it. Think about it. And if you want to go to heaven and you want to be with people that you love that are already there, or with people that you know are going to be there, then you need to be right in order to be there too. You know, but don't do it for that reason. You've got to do it for the reason of loving Jesus and loving the Lord, loving what he means, what he does, what he gives. You got to do it for the right reason or it ain't real. Okay? Think of that. And if you're ever reluctant to mention the Lord to anyone, or to mention Jesus to anyone, think about whether you really belong to him, because you should never, ever be reluctant to mention him. It should never cause you embarrassment, reluctance, because that goes away when you really belong to Jesus. Oh, honey, I know that for a fact, because when I was a teenager, young 20s, I was embarrassed to mention Jesus to anybody. And then I finally realized that that meant that I didn't really belong to Jesus. I may have asked for forgiveness, and I may profess to be a Christian for many, many years, but if I was reluctant to talk about him or to even mention him, then I wasn't really a Christian. So I spent a long time changing that. It's not something, now being saved is something that happens instantaneously. And you're told that your behavior changes and all of that, your outlook changes. Yes, it does. But there are some rough spots always. But you get over them. You get over the rough spots and you get to the point to where, hey, there's no embarrassment to talk about Jesus. And that feels good. So think about it, kids. Think about where you really are in your walk, where you really are with regard to Jesus in your life and in your heart. Think about where you really are. Not where you want to be, not where you tell people you are, but between you and God, where you really are. You might be surprised, but that's a good thing, because then you can get on the road to fixing whatever you feel you need to fix. And that's between you and Jesus, okay? Not between you and another person that says, no, 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 you can't do it that way. You can't feel that. No, uh-uh. It's between you and the Lord, okay? Not you and another person. Between you and the Lord. All right? Think on it, kids. Think on it. It's important. It's really, really important. All right? And no matter what you do or how many times you do it or how hard you work at it, you're always going to hit stumbling blocks. Your whole life, you're going to hit stumbling blocks. I don't care who you are or how good you are or how devout you are. You're human. And you're going to hit stumbling blocks. I hit stumbling blocks. Everybody hits stumbling blocks. It's just what happens. And guess what? It's okay. As long as you recognize that you hit those stumbling blocks and you come back to Jesus and ask for forgiveness and say, help me to not do that anymore because that was stupid. Or however you want to word it. That too is up to you. Believe me, I have to go to Jesus a lot. It's a rocky path. What can I tell you? Have I told you that I fall? I smash my face into the pavement. You know, it happens to everybody. It happens to everybody. Nobody on this earth has ever been or ever will be or is perfect. I don't care who they are. Nobody's perfect. And it's okay. Because that's how God made us. It's okay. We're supposed to have room to be able to strive to be like Jesus. Not to be like Jesus, but to strive to be like Jesus. See, there's a difference, guys. One has guilt attached to it. If you can't be exactly like Jesus, hey, you're going to hell. Wrong. That is not the point at all. We're supposed to try to be like Jesus. If we try, we get closer and closer, and we get better at it, and we get better at it. And we keep trying to be like Jesus. We will keep failing. That's the human condition. But we keep trying. And that is what God wants. He wants us to keep trying to be like Jesus. And know that Jesus is always there. Hey, you reach out, and he'll reach the rest of the way. He doesn't expect you to reach all the way. All right? Know that he's always there. With a helping hand, with a comforting word, with a hug. Yes, with a hug. Remember that. You don't have to be perfect. Just have to try to be like Jesus. Try to be like Jesus. Nobody can, but we need to try. And that's good enough if you keep trying. Okay? Ralph Stanley. Do y'all remember who Ralph Stanley is? I can never hear his voice without thinking about that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Because he was the one that did all that preacher singing in Brother, Where Art Thou? It was supposed to be that other guy, but it wasn't really that other guy. It was Ralph Stanley. And not my favorite voice in the world, but it is unique. It is unique. And I listen to it every time because it is so different. I can't help it. So here is Ralph Stanley doing Rank Strangers to Me.
I wandered again to my home in the mountains, where a new surly dawn, I was happy and free. I looked for my friend, but I never could find them. I found they were all
their faces.
Let me not their faces.
I found they were all.
I found they were all right strangers to me. Right strangers to me.
They've all moved away, said the voice of a stranger, to a beautiful home by the bright crystal sea. Some beautiful day I'll meet them in heaven.
Everybody I met,
everybody I met,
seemed to be a rank stranger,
seemed to be a rank stranger.
No mother or dad,
no mother or dad, not a friend could I see, not a friend could I see.
They knew not my name,
they knew not my name,
and I knew not their face.
There you have it, Ralph Stanley. Huh. Yeah. Anyway, here's Earl Taylor. Today is, like I said, it's Hillbilly Day. All right? At least his first part. So here we've got Hillbilly Preacher by Earl Taylor.
Well, I know a preacher in the Tennessee hills, and the people all call him Old Parson Bill. He's a hillbilly preacher from Tennessee. Better look out, devil, better let him be. Sinners all kneel and pray, and everybody's getting ready for the judgment day. He's a hillbilly preacher from Tennessee. Better look out, devil, better let him be. Well, he got on his mule with his Bible by side. He's a-looking for the devil, gonna tan his hide. He's a hillbilly preacher from Tennessee. Better look out, devil, better let him be. Well, his story is true, cause I done been told how he whipped the devil with a hickory pole. He's a hillbilly preacher from Tennessee. Better look out, devil, better let him be.
Yeah, I figured out I don't have three hands, and sometimes you need three, four hands, and it just doesn't happen. You can't grow them on will. So, anyway, I've rediscovered that. Yes, aren't you proud of me? Oh, well, whatever. Hey, guys, here's Alabama, Because He Lives.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. because I know He holds my future, and life is worth living just because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I call Him Jesus, He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived, died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. A newborn baby and filled with pride and joy He gives. But greater still, that calm assurance this child can face uncertain days, because He lives. And then one day, gonna cross that river, I'll fight life's final war with. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I know He reigns. Because He lives, I can face.
Jesus, Jesus, there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name.
As I travel through this pilgrim land as a friend who will walk in with me, well, he leads me through the old sinking sand in the Christ of Calvary. You know, this would be my prayer to the Lord each day. Help me do the best that I can, because I need thy light. Guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. Well, I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. I wish you'd hold our hands. We need thee every hour. Through the sinking sand, protect us, Lord, by thy fire. Help me make it back down that old sawdust trail. You know I need thy light. Guide me day and night. I love you, Jesus. Hold my hand.
Now that was an ending. Did the big cascade and then a tinkle at the end. That's an ending. Okay. That's an ending. We like it. All right. Okay, how about Sister Rosetta? Anybody want to hear Sister Rosetta? I know you don't. I know, but we're going to do it anyway. It's going to be Jericho from 1956.
Whoa, Josh, it's the battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, you know the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your bonds of Gilead, talk about your man of war, but none that good old Joshua way around the walls of Jericho. Well, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, well, Jericho, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, you know the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 good old Jericho. Down. I'm going round the walls of Jericho, going, going round the walls of Jericho, going, going round the walls of Jericho, the walls of Jericho. Well, 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 good old Jericho, good old, I'll tell you, we are about to fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 the walls come tumbling down, mm-hmm, the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 the walls you know, no, the walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down. The walls come tumbling down.
That is one fantastic lady. Man. I don't think you could ever get enough of her. You know, you could sit and listen to her. Maybe not 24 hours a day. You got to sleep sometime. But, you know, never get tired of her. Never. Amazing. How about an Elvis song? I think it's about time we had some Elvis gospel. I, John, and the Bosom of Abraham.
Who will Elijah when he saw a mighty number?
A moving way up in the middle of the air.
Elijah when he saw a mighty number.
A moving way in the middle of the air.
God, to mighty move. Elijah when he saw a mighty number.
A moving
way up in the middle of the air. Elijah when he saw a mighty number.
A moving
way.
Gates in the east,
and there were three gates in the east.
Well, his eyes flash fire like the burning sun. Old John got scared, he wanted to run. Well, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go, cause he felt the gospel cutting like a two-edged sword. And he heard a voice, he said, John, you take a look and read what you see, and you write it in a book. He saw 12 angels in the east, 12 angels in the west.
Hallelujah, brother.
12 angels in the north, 12 angels in the south.
That's a total of
48 angels to the city. Four square wide. Hallelujah. Got to find that I jumped. He saw my number. Well, in the middle of the air, he saw my number.
Well, you rock my soul
down in the bosom. Rock, rock, rock down in the bosom. You rock my soul down in the bosom. You rock my whole, yeah.
Oh yeah, rock my soul. Okay. Anyway, how about a little bit of Million Dollar Quartet? I think we could do that. Just a little talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Well, then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Then he made my heart in love, and I wrote my name above. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right.
Have a little talk with Jesus. I tell him all about my troubles.
He will hear I'm faint and crying, and he will answer my. Well, when you feel a little travel turning, and you will know a little fire burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Oh, that's fun.
You may have doubts and fears. Your eyes be filled with tears. Oh, now my Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
Yeah.
Well, he wrote my name above, and he made my heart in love. Well, just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right. Jesus gonna make it right.
Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
Day and night.
When you go to him in prayer, he answers my every prayer. Well, I just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right.
But now let us
have a little talk with my Jesus.
Please let us.
Tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And
you know he's gonna answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel a turn in the hand,
and
know a little fire is a burning.
Now let us
have a little talk with my Jesus. Gonna make it right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, my favorite version of that song. You got it. Okay, how about the Chuck Wagon Gang? I know. Never heard of them. Well, we heard of them once before because I played this song once before, but it was about a year ago. So we're going to play it again. The Chuck Wagon Gang. Mm-hmm. He will set your fields on fire.
There's a call that rings from the throne. It springs to all who are unstrained. Say, come ye men, and your load of sin down at the altar lay. Many do not heed, for the chain of greed still crushes their desire. Be assured, my friend,
something else that's fun. The Gospel Yodel by Buzz Gertzen, the Idaho Yodeler.
time I think about Jesus, every time I hear his name, something down inside of me releases, and I find myself yodeling again. People stop and stare, but I don't really care. You see, I've really got the victory. God said if you don't shout, then the rocks will all cry out. So make a joyful noise with me. Let's make a joyful noise for Jesus. Let's let the world know that we are free. And everybody take a deep breath and start into yodeling with me. De-ho-lo. Now some folks try to say I've gone crazy. Others say that I have gone too far. But God's love is clear and it's not hazy. It'll reach out and grab you where you are. Now if you're the quiet type, then don't you start to cry. Just sit there and praise him silently. But if you feel the joy, then make a joyful noise and start into yodeling with me. Let's make a joyful noise for Jesus. Let's let the world know that we are free. And everybody take a deep breath and start into yodeling with me. Let religion trap you into bondage. Don't let them take the smile from your face. Jesus came to set us free from bondage. He's the answer to the whole human race. Don't let the rocks cry out. Let's give a joyful shout. Be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Delight yourself in him and he'll bless you again and give you all your heart's desire. Let's make a joyful noise for Jesus. Let's let the world know that we are free. And everybody take a deep breath and start into yodeling with me.
Whether you can actually yodel yourself or not, you gotta love that. That is fantastic. Well, hey kids, it's that time again. And I hope you had a great time listening to all this music. We had some hillbilly music today, mostly. And we had some super beautiful gospel music. We had Elvis gospel music. We had all kinds of gospel music. And guys, it's all good. It was all good. It all speaks to your heart. And that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to lift you up, fill you with joy, and get you ready to face your week. You go out and you smile at people. And they can see that special quality in your smile. Yeah, and they'll smile back. They will, guaranteed. They'll smile back. Happens to me all the time. You gotta smile at people. Don't expect them to smile first. You smile first. Give them your smile, because as God's child, your smile has a special quality to it, and you want to share that with everybody you see. So just keep smiling. It's not that hard and doesn't cost you anything. You just gotta stretch your lips a little bit. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. If you see somebody in the grocery store that can't reach something on a shelf, offer to help. that doesn't cost you anything either, and it makes them feel very good, makes them feel cared for, and that's a good thing, and it'll make your heart feel good too for having helped. So hey, go out and spread God's love everywhere you go, one way or another, as simple as a smile, all right? And with that, I'm going to say, may God bless and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Go share the joy, share the love. Stay safe, stay well, be happy. God bless you all. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, I would like to ask the Stamps if they would sing a song that they do by themselves. It's a beautiful song called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And I don't sing in this. Just listen to them, please.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place.
Shining, oh, ever be one. Tell me why, oh, why? deep in my heart, there's a trembling question. Still I am sure that the answer,
thank you. Good night.